This is CliffCentral.com.
There we go. You know what's weird at this thing?
What?
Palesa says, can I get out of the show now, please? Once she set up all our stuff, our production expert.
Can I please leave?
Thanks,
bye.
Because we have like a chat before.
I just don't want to be in this room at all.
So this is our Christmas. This isn't bad.
Hey.
You ever heard of a band called Slade?
Eggnog.
They're called Slade. It's quite funny. They're singing a Christmas song. Wait, no, yeah. Change his key.
You can do the remix. Eggnog. Drop dog.
Smoking stuff in the Slade tub.
See what you I should did? Be a, for the youngest.
You're better at rapping than at comedy.
What?
What time does this podcast start, Eric?
This podcast starts just now.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's this guy's beard?
Rudolph.
He got himself a neck beard. A whole neck beard.
Oh, man, I'm in the mood.
You are wearing a jersey that says, "This guy loves Christmas," with an arrow pointed at your face. And you are wearing elf ear hat.
Are you into Christmas? You do look like a sort of a Christmas. You've just chopped down a few Christmas trees and sold them on the side of the road.
Got that lumberjack.
Where I make all my money for the rest of the year.
Is this where you make your bulk of your money?
I don't sell a lot of Christmas trees mid-year.
During
the mock gets down.
And also, Easter trees never took off, eh?
Easter trees, yeah, they didn't. It's easy to hide eggs in a tree, am I right?
Yeah, possibly. I think.
I've never tried. You have to get the chicken up there.
Yeah, you know.
Although birds, I don't want to be weird, but birds do that.
Live in trees?
Yes.
Yeah, they do. That's not even a conspiracy.
I was just going to say, that's just an
everyday fact.
That's an actual
So actually, your theory is wrong then. It is easier. It's true.
It should have an Easter tree to lay an egg.
But Easter trees didn't.
And also, the egg represents the rock that was slid in front of the door for 3 days.
What? Oh, the Jesus door.
Did you see a comedian? Were you at the 5 and 20 and 5? And the guy said, if you do something bad, like, just lay low for 3 days. But don't get involved. Just like, it's a colored thing. He said, just lay low. Don't go back.
Wait, you said it's a colored thing?
He did. It was a colored thing. He said, just stay for 3 days. Just disappear.
Wearing a lot of jewelry.
No, even if at the crime. Like, just stay off the grid for 3 days.
Yeah. No.
And
no,
he said, even Jesus did that. After all that shit happened. Like, he just disappeared for 3 days.
Self-reflection.
And then he came back. And it's actually good advice for anyone. Whenever you're feeling road rage or stuff.
Whenever you get attacked on Twitter, Facebook,
yeah, don't reply immediately. Take 3 days.
Relax, chief. Disappear. Go live your best life. Fly to China. Come back.
So
like
was he saying when you bomb, you should lay low 3 days?
No, only got 3 days.
I'm never going to be on social media then.
If you bomb, you go back the next day and you perform out of a place of anger, because then it makes you happy again.
Okay.
I've learned this lesson.
So this is live.
Yes, it's live. Hello, everybody listening
live
on the airwaves.
Clip Central.
Hey, Michelle, Woody, Rob. Who else?
That's
Cornelius.
All we've got. Cornelius, let me tell you something. Cornelius sent me the best messages I've ever got from someone in my life.
What did he send you?
He says, I went to Durban to On Fire Comedy last night. Yeah. Went to go and see. Obviously, it's a hot lineup. It's Christmas. Nick Abinovitz.
Yeah.
A couple of other guys. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Why don't more people go to comedy? Your podcast is brilliant. No more people should know about it. I said, well, then let's get him a t-shirt. Cornelius. Let's get this Cornelius man.
Cornelius.
We fly him here.
Let's push the brand.
And he comes, let's push the brand.
Come, boys, we're pumping.
Can we get for next year, can you make us some sort of t-shirts? You've got a friend of yours who makes t-shirts.
I need to find a t-shirt place, and then I'll make a t-shirt. I wanted to make a t-shirt as a... You know, as a thing to wear on stage, because I'm doing the New Year's Eve show at the Goliath Comedy Club. Uh-huh. So I was gonna wear this shirt.
Be cuck. I'm just
and then
you.
Perform, yeah, and then perform with like a hoodie on, and then do like an illusion that looks like I changed t-shirts mid-show. But then the print was gonna be like, 2017 is done, bitches.
See.
Yeah.
So the joke will be the punchline will be on the shirt.
Yeah, the punchline
That's
will be
very,
like, just
very
don't forget
Vegas
turn around
magician. Eh? That's very yeah, because way above your pay grade.
I learned
how much you get paid.
I learned the t-shirt switch thing. That's why I was like, I want to do this, but yeah, it's.
What I would get is get an assistant, a beautiful assistant, to come on stage and take off your shirt, and then underneath that is like, tot since 2017, bra.
Make it like your thing.
Don't couple feelings for 2017.
Yeah.
Did you find 2017 went a little bit quickly? Was that
yes,
as you get older?
No, 2017
does get quicker.
Because everyone was scared about Donald Trump pushing the button, and he's like, he stayed
off
it for
a really
year.
Good job.
No, he didn't do too bad.
Kim, where's the nuclear wall?
We
can't say the same for that Kim dude. You know that Kim dude that nearly blew up? Yeah, he just fired rockets into the ocean. He was like, I go blow you up. Okay, that was the racist. I'm gonna blow you guys up. I take it he speaks perfect English because he is the dictator of the world. He can't speak English. He has to speak English to the rest of the people.
I suppose so.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but like, hi guys, WhatsApp us, say hello back. I know Michelle. What happened with Michelle the last time she said something happened?
Well, look here, we got Gareth Cliff, Sonia Booth. Oh, Sonia Booth show, that's on a Tuesday.
Yes.
We got nothing.
No, I meant like, what did Michelle? I remember the last time Michelle said something happened and then she couldn't listen to the show or something.
Yeah, she was something with, she was fixing a shark cage.
Yeah.
Listen, we have interesting people.
We have dope ass people listening to our podcast.
This woman has all these animal stories, huh?
Yeah.
Mostly she's animals of the sea.
Hey? Yeah, she's
no,
a she's
sea variety.
She's not a veterinarian.
Of the moist variety.
Aquatic, she's not a veterinarian.
Marine biology.
She's not a veterinarian.
She's just an amateur concerned citizen.
She's a.
They actually chucked her out of the aquarium the other day because she was just swimming around. And like, you can't do that.
You can't swim with the fishes.
Until she had a Bentley belt on and those armbands.
Yeah, but then she complained. She's like, why? Why? The Italian mobsters always say you're going to swim with the fishes.
What was on your Twitter feed with about the movies?
Movies? What movies?
You had like a whole long Twitter feed with this ultimate movie that was being made.
Oh, no, man. It started with Phil DeLonge's tweet. Actually, what happened was we were tweeting about, or he tweeted about Cyril Ramaphosa being elected as the new president of the ANC. So, let me just go back to the beginning of this thread so that I can read you what he initially tweeted.
I was
going to
go back to the beginning. In 1930,
there were dinosaurs.
1949, the ANC first met.
It was 1949, and the ANC first had their first meeting in Rivonia.
That's the accent.
Like Cyril Ramaphosa wasn't born yet, but he did leave this statement.
Wait, one sec. Yeah, so what happened was he tweeted this thing that was like a rip-off to show that this would have been a joke that he was elected as president. And the tweet read as follows. Give for me another second.
Yo, this is,
we went deep. Myself, Phil DeLonge, and Tyson Ngumbeni. So he tweeted, and then Cyril Ramaphosa removes his mask to reveal Steve Harvey, who subsequently removes his mask to reveal Leon Schuster. Then I said, who removes his mask to be Ashton Kutcher, who then turns around and reveals himself to really be Tor Lesmo, and he just got the whole world. And then Tyson Ngubeni says, then the You Got Got people get got as Tor Lesmo removes his mask to reveal Alfred Shorty Ntombela, who started his own brand of pranks called Aftershocks. And then I said, but then Alfred steps out of his flesh.
Actually, that's not bad, eh?
Yeah.
Because Aftershocks is not.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, then I'm like, but then Alfred steps out of his flesh onesie and reveals himself to be Harry Houdini, concluding the greatest illusion ever. And then Phil DeLonge says, but then Angus Buchan parachutes down from a parachute, blessing everyone with chips, denouncing that magic is evil. And that's how Fight Like Potatoes 2 starts. Then I'm like, but then as he's parachuting down, he gets sniped from like 30 kilometers away by James McAvoy. And this is the beginning of Wanted 2.
And oh, okay, so this is the movie start.
So like
this is where the movies are starting.
Yeah, that's where the movie starts.
Well, I try to follow that thread. So I'm just telling everyone to maybe go to your feed
and then maybe read check it out.
Maybe let's not waste any more of this precious podcast.
Yeah, let's wrap this
up. That was dope.
Good.
So I'm just waiting because we just kept going.
Okay, is that where you got the idea for?
What day is Christmas on this year?
Monday. The same day as New Year's. The New Year starts on the Monday. Guys.
So now, yeah, so it's quite cool that people get that Monday and Tuesday off. I think it's the first time in the last 17 years or something.
But they have to go to work on Wednesday.
Yes, you will go to work on Wednesday if you're listening to this.
Yeah, back to the grindstone cogs.
But that's you, hey? You're a worker bee.
You have employment, yeah.
Do you have a proper employment?
Yeah. Well, part-time.
How does your boss person, human, girl person like? Is it a lady?
It's two white males.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, oh, my.
Who would have thought?
Who would have?
How many companies have still got white males in charge?
One, for sure.
is your company called? You can tell us, we don't care.
Clockwork Media.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And do they force you to come to this podcast and say the name of their company?
I just got my Christmas bonus. Woo!
Who's your
Can
boss?
I give out the name? 011.
What's your name?
Tom Manners and Nick Simmons.
Oh, nice.
They were actually here in the week talking to Gareth.
Whoa, that's
what
crazy.
For?
They were talking about.
Did you get them that gig?
No.
Okay. Ryan, you're useless.
Lady.
You're not even trying.
Nah, that wasn't me, man.
They're like, hey, we were at your clip show, and then Ryan wakes up at his desk with like that spit on his keyboard. Pardon what, guys? A clock where?
How annoying if I rock up here as an amateur and I'm like, hey, Gareth, nice to meet you. So I have people you can interview and just push my family and my friends.
So are you from, you live in the East, by the way?
Yes, but no.
You know when I was a kid? Here's a racist story. This is at 12 past. At 12 past, I always do a racist story.
13 minutes past 9 o'clock every Friday.
Because my mom was poor, we used to shop in like the poor area of Springs. Yeah. So it was down the bottom by Gedult. So it obviously was a black area, but we shopped there, man.
You shopped the shit out of it.
My mom had $300 for the month to spend on Christmas presents. And I wanted a train set.
But no offense, isn't that a lot from when you were
younger?
From 1974,
that wasn't a lot.
Isn't that like a car and a house?
No, probably not. Those days were 38 rand a month. Actually, my mom's bond, she showed me like a bond statement. She paid 16 rand a month for the bond.
Yes, that's crazy.
But then it is a house in Springs. It's made of prefabricated asbestos.
Jeez.
You know I mean, it's not Clifton.
The house was actually made of prefabricated asbestos. And I once kicked a hole in the wall, not realizing that asbestos breaks.
It's poisoned.
Thank you. Please take a seat. Let me put mics on.
There we go.
So now, hang on. Here's what happened. I was walking through the streets of Gedult, and I went home. My mom said, "What's wrong? You look troubled." And I saw a black Father Christmas. Ringing the bell, and I said to my mom, "Is that what Father Christmas looked like?" And she had explained to me that different cultures have different things. So at about 6 years old, I became culturally.
Enriched. So she didn't stumble.
She had the answer. My mom was cool. Nice. She understood the world of the world. Do you want to put some ears on? Do we have enough?
Oh yeah, that's an extra one. Yeah, that's
there. You go. Can you hear? All right, who's joined us on this Christmas day?
Introduce yourselves.
Listen, this is the last show of the year.
Gentlemen,
so the
what's
next
happening?
We want people to WhatsApp and tell us what. Oh my goodness, Cyril Ramaphosa.
people got jokes.
So next Friday, there's nothing.
There's nothing.
No, what we can do is play
Introduce
the best of.
Introduce yourself first.
Okay.
Stop.
Go.
Who are you?
Emilio Tobias, and I'm a young comedian.
Hey, liquor.
How do you know you're a young comedian? What if CT, what's the other one that's younger?
Punch
is younger.
Punch is way younger.
No, young. Eric is younger than me, but I'm a younger comedian than
that's
he
right.
is.
That's right, in comedy terms.
Yeah,
so, what's your name again?
Emilio?
Tobias. I loved your 5 minute, 5 and 20, whatever Joey it was Emilio. The other night.
In Bram.
You know what was nice? You just, there's a difference in a guy that comes on there and he hasn't got his 5 minutes really worked out. And he kind of works it out while he's on stage.
Yeah.
You came on there, it was almost like, hey, this has got this. Mm-hmm. He's got this. Until the end there when you did some weird stuff. That you said something and the whole audience went.
remind me.
Some bad stuff that you said.
What did I do? Thing. Grace Mugabe?
It depends. Yo, you did Grace, but you did it in a lacquer way because I've seen you do Grace before. Mm-hmm. You did it where they were into it and then there was a thing you said and the whole audience just took a breath for you. They were like, oh, this comedian's dying. That's when the comedian starts breathing.
It's got a hot
But there was
minutes.
Lacquer. You're confident and that's 5 minutes is difficult to do.
Nah, but like I've learned to get comfortable with like when people don't laugh when you expect them to.
Because you've got it.
Yeah.
You've got this.
You know where the joke lies.
And then next to you, who are we talking to?
I'm old blue eyes.
Come to Rickster, the mic there.
Rickster,
old blue eyes. We're not going to say who you are yet because you're our surprise guest.
Surprise
what
guest.
We've done is that we've realized that over the season, there's someone that people need to know.
100%.
If they're traveling, and everyone thinks, oh, you miss How to Bribe a Cop, Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, Jesus even came up on the thing.
Nah, bruh.
So Ricky Blue Eyes.
Well, you
that's
can call me
a proper gangster
eyes.
Name, eh?
I used to be. Yeah, I used to.
No,
be
no. Name. Obviously, yeah. That's why we're keeping it. We're keeping it very. Ryan's shitting himself. Ricky Blue Eyes money.
Who's got the aircon remote?
Ricky Blue Eyes sounds like is Mr. Pink in the Reservoir Dogs.
Yes. Try to put some gangster music on as well.
Fails. Okay, yeah, this is
to death on your
no, this is not gangster. When a dude speaks in that tone of voice, this is the what? No.
Isn't there a radio station like this on GTA? They play this kind of music. Oh,
wait, I'll tell you which radio station it is.
What, this sort of funk soul?
Yeah.
Not Tupac. Not Tupac.
No, I couldn't
this
find
like
any proper gangster music.
Worldwide.
Ricky, welcome to the guest. What do we do? I did it to the guest comedy podcast. We're the Just Now comedy podcast because we start being funny just now.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So hilarious.
Well, I'm funny all the time.
There we go.
That's good. Ryan, learn from Ricky, please.
Please.
Just be funny once, Ryan. Just
okay, so we
build from there.
We've done our things.
We've got our things going there on the what. I see messages rolling in and shit.
First one comes through is from Janine Schuller, and 2018 is going to be a great year, but it's mostly for Gareth. We're picking up his.
We're picking
what
up
we do is we're on off him, so we pick
backlog.
Up his fans.
We just take his
we take his fans and
yeah,
we wrap them and
the
hold
trickle
them.
Trickle down fans.
We wrap
agree.
Them in swaddling clothes and put them
we
in the manger.
We recycle people.
Janine.
We agree, Janine.
Yanni.
We agree, Yanni.
Cornelius is here. Morning, guys.
Oh, Cornelius.
Hey, Cornelius.
He's very corporate.
Cheer
morning, me. Guys.
Morning.
Morning. Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Morning. And morning, guys. And Ricky, he says here.
How's it?
He's scared of your reason.
Yeah.
No, it's nice at Christmas. What we do is we take in an ex-gangster.
Yo.
Just
used to be a
gangster. There's no room at the inn.
It's the miracle. No, it's the miracle of Christmas.
Yeah. There's no room at the inn, and we just take him in. Ryan's,
Dave,
Ryan's
I'm sitting next to him.
Otherwise, we feel left
we
out.
We sacrifice a virgin to a gangster.
And then at about quarter to 10, we're going to exchange gifts. Did you bring gifts, Ricky?
His presence is our presence.
Literally, his presence is his presence.
His presence is our presence.
That's crazy.
Okay, cool. We've got, and then, Emilio, how are you? Welcome. Are you doing Comedy Friday tomorrow night, tonight?
It's tonight, yeah. I'm coming tonight. Yeah.
Are you doing the 5 and 10? 20?
20 and 5.
20 Explain, and five. Just in your own terms, what 20 and 5?
I think 20 and 5 is like, guys, let's all just have fun. Like,
you're not getting paid, eh? Is that what you just summed it up quickly?
Like some comedians that are like as young as I am, like they're so scared of dying. Like, and I think that like affects your performance if you're so scared of dying. And there's some places where you're allowed to die. Or you're allowed, like the audience is
don't easier. Allowed, don't
it's not allowed.
Allowed.
What you're saying there is that the audience are more forgiving.
Yeah. The audience is not more forgiving.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
so now, but if you come in there and like you mumble and you stumble and it's like, oh, this guy is definitely.
So what's happening tonight? Yeah. I'll ask Eric, but he works there and never knows what's cutting. What's happening tonight, Emilio? There's going to be, is there a host? How does it work?
So you get there, you find Eric first, get your number, a random number.
So there'll be 20 comedians, you get a random number out of a hat.
Out of a hat.
Okay, and cool. Then that's where you go in the place of in the 20.
Mm-hmm. So
what number is a good number to get?
Top 5. The really? First 5.
You reckon by the end the people are tired?
Yeah.
It's like some comedians have the power to spoil the performances of the ones that come after them.
The ones who follow.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Just names. Just names.
Like Ryan Holiday. Have you heard of Ryan Holiday?
I heard of Brian Holiday. Because Ryan Holiday. Ryan
Holiday. Not to be confused.
He came on stage
Byron
and spoke about a giant black penis that he had seen at the gym.
It wasn't black.
For 12 minutes.
It's actually a
I know it's only 5 minutes, but it felt 12.
It was a lot to unpack.
It was a lot to unpack. Now that okay, so that's the deal. You get your number. You come on. There's no host. You each host for each other.
Yeah. You bring on the next guy.
There's obviously a break because it's Goliath. They want to have dinner and drinks and whatever. So there'll be a break.
Mm. Yes.
Okay. Cool.
The sweet spot is third in the second half.
Yeah,
and I know
that.
It's the sweet spot because that's where I always go.
Are you on tonight?
No, I'm not there tonight. I'm not performing.
Because you are there.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, cool. So Goliath Club, but I mean, it's tonight. It doesn't really matter if people are listening in 3 weeks' time. Just come to the Goliath Club anyway. Maybe
it's on
Emilio,
every week.
Emilio. Mm-hmm. Shimalo, what's it?
Tobias.
It's not a. Is it a
Shimalo?
Black name?
No, I think it's Portuguese. I don't know.
I'm also thinking
my name is either Portuguese or Italian or something.
Have you looked at your heritage? What do you wear on Heritage Day?
I wear.
It's always a sign.
I wear a chain.
Ryan wears plaid shirts.
I wear a chain.
Chain, bro.
All right.
The other day on Heritage Day, they made my brother wear like that Zulu vest.
They made him wear. He's a slave. He's still
he's
a slave.
He's still a slave.
They made him do the whole field of corn.
Put they didn't on want this
to. What did they say?
He can't come to school with cavelas and whatever. So they made him wear gumboots.
And a Zulu vest.
So now I was looking like a taxi
so
driver.
So even the 6-year-old kids are coming with cavelas and a linen jacket.
A floral t-shirt.
All right, now, Ricky Blue Eyes. Tell the people what your job is currently now.
Okay, now yes. I'm a vulture. Okay, tow truck driver.
So you may have seen, and that's for real. Though. This isn't
for
a.
Real, for
a lot
real
of people think that we've hired a comedian to be a tow truck driver.
No, for real.
But we're
love.
Keeping it real. You've got a registered flipping number.
Yeah.
You belong to the DSBDA.
DSBDA. No, we belong to Setra.
Setra.
We belong to ER24. Yeah, no, it's.
I don't think people else. Actually realize that you actually sound like what I think a tow truck driver sounds like. Are you okay there? Can I get you something?
Nah, my brother.
You want some sugar water?
Yes.
You see, I'm the different kind of tow truck driver. No,
the honest guy.
I look, you're the honest one. I'm the honest one.
So you're the one. So whatever. So there's an accident. There's an accident now. You fucking around on a podcast. Can you? Are you on your phone now? Something does happen. Are you? What's? Is it a quiet time now? I suppose Joburg is
look,
quiet.
You know what? The festive season this side, Joburg is very quiet. It's very quiet. Okay, the action is what's happening all there down by the coast.
So you sort of park it where one of the toll booths.
Do you get jealous that it's so quiet this side?
Yeah, actually,
take a break.
Like I wish it was.
I wish more people can get in accidents.
You know what? Like, no, don't wish for that.
Non-fatal accidents. Non-fatal.
Careful. Don't eat.
No, don't wish bad.
His name is something Tobias.
Yeah. So you're biased.
Not to be confused with Joey Emilio.
Bias kind of thing.
Now I'm looking at your tattoos. There's a variance of things. There are different yes. religions. So you are really a man of everything.
Well, these tattoos are actually from the gangs kind of thing.
So probably from jail, eh?
You know, so...
Well, give us a rundown because there's a lot of spider webs.
Okay, the spider webs, you know, like I say, all of them, they have a different story. You know what I'm saying? So the scorpion is actually... what my name was, okay, Scorpion.
Really?
Okay.
The sting.
The spider webs, both spider webs, is the tough time that I went through.
So you caught in the web, you can't get out.
The webs.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Was it some drugs and people?
Oh, bad drugs
and hookers.
No, not hookers.
Oh, I can only dream
hookers.
Of that life.
Not hookers. Please, Lord, not hookers.
Yeah.
For the love of God.
No hookers.
It's Christmas.
Please. It's Christmas.
No, look, it was hectic,
he was talking about the when you say the vultures, because you often see it under the tree, the oaks park there. So there'd be various names of the things, so it's got a brand name on it, or first for woman, or
yeah,
the
first
one.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's your gig. You're under the tree there waiting.
That's us.
So you're also like basically like the comedians. We're also just waiting for the Goliath to phone us.
Yeah.
To say, listen, Ryan can't make it. Can you do 5 minutes?
I need about seven people to not make it before Eric calls me. It's literally Ebola's got to strike.
I was just
going
to
say,
who are your seven comics that you want to not pitch for that night so you can get the headlines?
I'll take any seven.
And then, so you're so this is what I want people to know. So we're going to talk about that for now. When you're in an accident, so it's the Christmas season, it's festive season, even Easter, whenever it is, when people are on the roads, or even just a bumper bashing.
Right.
A lot of the time, like my mother had an accident, and the guy was talking to her, and she was a bit dazed.
Okay.
So what's the procedure in terms of, for me, obviously from your side, you want to help as much as you can, but I don't think many tow truck drivers are helpful.
Well, you know what? You get your rotten potato
in every sack of apples.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In every sack of bananas and watermelons. You know what
are
I'm
you
saying?
Guys like... first aid certified and things like this.
Some aren't.
Some,
I don't think all of them
aren't. Okay, yeah, but that's why we have response units as well. Okay, so basically when we get
you guys are the first guys there.
Exactly, majority 99% of the time. Okay,
there it is.
So basically, you know what? The best thing to do is don't just listen to any tow truck driver.
The thing is, you're quite dazed.
How do you
also
know?
Your adrenaline?
Yeah, exactly.
High.
You're in shock.
Yeah.
You're in shock. You know.
So
what
you've
saying?
Got that little piece of paper on your thing there that says "Do not tow."
Exactly.
Because your Excelsior Insurance or Hollard or whatever has got that covered.
First thing you do is you phone old Blue Eyes. No, I'm joking. First thing you do is you phone... You
Please
know
give
what?
Me your number.
You know what? You've got to get through to your insurance first. Your insurance has to give us all the towing company on scene, reference number, authorization number.
This is all happening while you're lying in a pool of piss.
Precisely my point.
Yeah.
So it's up to
so
us.
So that's not
going to
happen. So what's
everything.
The real... What really happens?
Well, like with what?
What happens if there's three of you? You all kind of know each other if you're in the area.
Look, you know what? First come, first serve.
Yeah.
That's literally how it is. First
but
come,
but you
first
can
serve.
Tell my car if insurance gives you the right.
Right, 100%. As long as you're on the insurance panel, okay? As long as you've stopped position. If you haven't stopped, if you've stopped last, don't expect to go back to the old school rules, you know, Queensbury rules and murder each other for the car. You know what I'm saying?
But I've seen tow truck drivers like cross
was
like
that
three.
A thing at some stage?
Yeah, they get
back
in
the old
tow truck drivers murder each other outside accident, the accident scene, and the winner, ding ding.
And then the one that gets second place gets to tow the guy who got third place because he's also injured.
Yeah, but I've seen tow truck drivers drive really badly to get
no,
to the scene.
And I'll tell you
that's illegal.
I'll tell you exactly why. Look, it's not good, but you must remember one thing, okay? How far would you go for your family, right?
Yeah.
Okay, if you're on commission basis only.
Because you're not getting salary. Jeez, you're not only getting commission.
Commission basis only.
I wish comedians were this hungry, because I mean, like, at 20 and 5, which is similar, there's an accident scene at Goliath, and there's 20 comedians on the scene. We all get a number, and we all have to be funny. So it's kind of the same. It's you must see that when the guys get their number. It's like
it's a real rumble.
It's a rumble. So I understand what you're saying. That's why they're racing there.
You know
but
what?
They're kind
know,
of racing badly. I mean, it's like
it's like taxi drivers.
You know what?
You know?
But you must remember there's a very big difference. Taxi drivers are endangering people's lives
because they're 14 other people.
Okay.
In
what
the car.
We're trying to do is we're trying to get there. We're trying to respond as quick as possible
to block
to get
the
there
road and stuff.
To help the people. Yeah. Well, that's what I do.
But
okay.
I see you've got a you're certified. Are you a paramedic?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm
Do
not.
You think there are guys that would study that, or just
of course? Yes, of course.
It's too much hassle
look,
to get
there
that.
Look, you know, it would benefit us.
Yeah,
it would benefit us if we become paramedics.
But you'd need to get paid by the insurance company if you are doing paramedics.
Not really. But that's why, like I say, we've got the response unit with us. You know, we've got ER24, we've got EmergiMed, we've got...
I know EmergiMed, because I think that's part of my insurance.
Who's your insurance?
It's difficult to say.
Okay. Well, then I can tell your call.
Jesus, the Lord and Savior,
it's
Jesus
a
Christ.
Damn hippo, man. Fuck, I don't know what he's up to. Every month it's a different thing. Hey, I got you R4. Okay, just do it.
Just whatever. I got that Holy Trinity insurance.
So a whole lot, I think. But yeah, it's interesting, because I want to know, like, from... Give us top 5 tips of a guy who's had an accident, and there's three. These guys aren't smaller; they're quite intimidating.
They're very intimidating. They scare me even. I mean,
no way.
Well, I'm scared of.
I don't believe it.
No, man.
I don't believe
no,
it.
Oh man.
I think you're whipping ass
Ryan,
in the streets.
Just hug Blue Eyes.
He doesn't look like a hugger.
I think it's called a hold.
He's a holder.
Emilio, have you been in an accident?
I've been hijacked.
Serious?
I've been in an accident. I was at City when I got hijacked. Funny story.
Where were you hijacked?
In City's driveway.
No, man.
This was 2013 in January.
Just, I dropped him off at his house the other day, and I'm like, oh, this is a hijack hotspot.
Where was the sign? Where was the sign?
I want a sign. It says, I'm going to hijack you in about 5
Put a bowl here, man.
We're on lunch break.
Where the text Where was going?
Give us the area.
In the south, Omonde, Xavier.
Yeah. Okay, no, that's my valley.
There you see.
That's my hood.
He probably knows the guys who are.
Do you know, it's so funny. Yeah, it's because we did something we never do. Like, usually when I drop him off after church, we don't talk like sharp rush up. But this day, I wanted to tell him a story about a girl.
Okay, so you just hung around.
So I wanted to tell him a story about a girl.
Just let him smell your fingers. Be old school, man.
Old school is good school.
Takes less time.
What do you think, bro? What do you think?
It's like Emilio, it smells like my ass. Am I right?
Sorry, it was a long one. It was a long drive home.
I meant this end. Here you go, smell.
Emilio, tell us. So you got out the car. Did you come around to his side, or were you talking in the car?
No, we were sitting in the car. Okay. I was driving to my mother's car. I still owe my mother this car.
Wait, I'm going to try and find some
You owe her a whole car. That sucks.
I'm going to play some gangster music.
I'll wait for that day. And also, I want Blue Eyes to debunk some tow truck myths.
This is Hill Street Blues.
Hill Street Blues.
Okay, go, Emilio.
So, Titi and I were talking. And Titi has a long driveway. There's only one, way out. And in the gate is in front of the driveway. Anyway, so this car passes and we notice, it's slowing down. And he turned around and came back. And Titi says, they're coming. So I thought I'd start the car and bump into the gate in front of us. And before the car started, the guy knocked on the window with a gun. Then I said, okay, cool. I won't look at your face. It's fine, bruh. That day, my grandmother sent me with a 2,000 rand. I had 2,000 rand in my pocket.
No. From your grandmother?
To go buy a grocery.
I need sad
music.
Oh, no.
So this guy starts searching me, no?
Just a sound of a child crying.
Story. Listen.
The guy starts searching me. Now, the guy on my side, he didn't seem dangerous, didn't seem violent, so I wasn't even scared.
The other guy.
But Titi got a guy with a bad accent.
Oh, no. So he couldn't understand what he was saying.
No offense, it was a Zimbabwean guy. He seemed more dangerous than the guy that came to me.
Yeah. So he was Malawian.
Whatever.
You were attacked by the United Nations.
So I'm trying to make this guy search my right pocket. And when he feels my right pocket is empty, my left pocket is most likely going to be empty as well.
But he was left-handed.
He was wrong.
He insisted, he's searching this pocket. I'm like, hi, bro, what are you doing? And he keeps, then I'm like, eventually he takes out the 2,000 rand out of my pocket. Then he says, get down. Then I'm like, hi,
so you start dancing.
Shake that ass, boy.
He tells me to get down. Then I'm like, hi, bro. Then I'm like, hi, bro, I'm wearing a new pants, bro. Then he says, get down, I got a gun. Then I'm like, hey, sure. So I get on my knees. When I look to my left, it's flat on the ground.
Titi went full retard.
Stop, drop, and roll. That's the wrong advice.
He's on the ground. Eh? But this is very scary. You're talking about now like a joke, but it's very scary. It happened to me too. I didn't dig it at all. The guy said to me, he wants the money, he wants the stuff. And then I said, I don't have any money. I work on a credit card because I seriously do. I don't carry cash. And then he said to me, don't lie to me. And I was quite impressed that a robber who's robbing you has a kind of moral code. He's like, I don't mind robbing you, but don't lie to me, man. Don't tell me lies.
And the damn money.
So wait, get to the point. What happened then?
So then they drove off with the car.
They took the car. Your car.
And your money.
My mother's car.
And the money.
Jesus, so it's quite a family thing. Like your grand gave you money.
No, it's shit. Your this mother's a car. Hit. This
Lucky
is a
your
hit.
Dad's.
Do you know what's the funny story? And I still want to write about this. When my parents got divorced, right? Oh, you know when they're splitting all the
play
things.
Some divorce
yeah.
music.
When they're splitting everything.
They didn't fight for custody.
No.
What?
You take him.
Someone,
you take him.
Isn't that car that got stolen needed to go to someone?
Oh, no.
Came to you.
Now the argument was, no one gave me permission to drive that car that day. Mm-hmm. So then, I won't say who, but
how
someone phoned me.
How long ago was this?
2013?
I don't know how long. Is that what
four
was it? Quarter past 8? 4 or
how
5
much?
Years?
4 years.
4 or 5 2013? Quarter to 9. What is that?
Yeah. So now I owe someone a car because that was part of the, you know.
I can get you some gigs.
The settlement.
I'll get you some gigs. I feel bad now. This is my Christmas wish. You know, on Heartfelt, they have that stupid Christmas wish thing. We are here, and Emilio, a young black colored Indian, Italian, Portuguese man has phoned us. And his wish, and he's here on the
Just to ever
the Just Now. What is this called, Eric?
The Just Now Comedy Podcast.
The Just Now Comedy Wish.
There we go.
Wish.
Ooh,
just
the music
done.
Even
we just,
changed.
We just want to say to Emilio that we'll get you some gigs. And we've got a call now. It's Joe Parker.
Hi, Emilio.
Hello, Emilio.
We got an addition for an open spot for you.
Emilio, open spot. How much is the car? I will pay for the tires and the windscreen and maybe the wipers. Or no.
If you kill, we'll put you on for 4 weekends in a row and then you'll be able to pay for a new car. How does that sound for you?
And you must cry. You have
that
to cry.
That was funny. Addition for an open spot.
I'll cry with you.
Shit, man. Sorry.
Nah, it's cool. I got yelled up at gunpoint a few weeks ago.
Shit. That you're just bringing the temper. Wait a minute, wait. It seems like we have a knock on that door. Hey, it's drunk Uncle Eddie.
How's it, bro?
How's it, Uncle Eddie? Jeez.
Eric, how you been?
Are you drunk? What's going on?
It's not. Hope it's not in the morning.
You shouldn't be drunk.
Jingle bells. Jingle bells.
Wait.
Jingle
I think you've got the wrong tune to that song. Wait, what?
I don't you love Christmas? Christmas is about it's about bells, eh?
It's about bells?
And Jane B and Johnny Walker. But listen, the cowboys don't cry, eh? Hey, Eric, hey, come here, I love you, man. Come here.
Wait,
Uncle Eddie. Come here, give me your Uncle Eddie a hug. Come here, man. Yes, you've grown, eh?
What are you doing
are
here?
Are you meeting chicks?
I'm meeting all of them, yeah.
Because listen,
yeah.
Christmas is about loving people, eh?
Yeah, Christmas is mostly about sex.
I love you, man.
All about loving people, yeah.
Nah, listen. Ooh. Listen, when I was young, my mom always said there was no room at the inn. And I thought, what a bunch of cunts. Can't let an oak into a hotel when my wife's pregnant.
Yeah.
They won't let me in the bloody hotel.
They didn't, no.
And you know, at the Casa Hotel, there was always room, right?
Yeah, there was always room.
Then Springs, the oaks, he's coming there, sleeping on the floor.
Yeah.
You sleep in the car.
Yeah.
There was always room.
There was always room.
That's right.
Why would you drive to a hotel weird, to sleep in your car?
There's always
room. But like, that's there's no room.
That's it. Because you're probably getting thrown out. Right? Let me tell you something. But it's about children. It's about Christmas. Yeah. It's about giving.
What is Christmas?
I believe
that
children are the future.
Okay.
People will lip and lead a name. But you know what? There was three wise men. There's always when there was a fight in Springs, there was always three wise oaks there outside tuning.
What were they tuning?
Because when a baby's born in Springs, there's three oaks always worrying that they're the dad.
Funny.
And maybe I'm the dad. I love you, Eric. Listen, it's good. You're growing nicely.
I love you. Yeah,
we got you must get some sun over the Easter holiday, Christmas Easter holiday.
Across the Easter holiday.
Listen, it's sad. Hey, it's sad.
What's
sad? Jesus was born a baby because babies are cute.
Yeah.
If Jesus was born a teenager, no one would have listened to him.
And it would have hurt Mary.
Yeah, but like, no one gives
really
a.
Hurt
no
Mary.
One cares about. There's no song. I believe the teenagers are the. Teenagers are fucked.
No one. Yeah, no one cares about
Jesus.
Teenagers.
Is there an app for that? Is there an app for that? Is there an app for that?
I don't know. Is there an app for that?
You know what I want to say? The government.
Yeah. Wait. What about the government specifically?
The problem with everything with Christmas. Is the government expects us to buy gifts for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now the government have made everything in China and the bloody children sitting there. Mm-hmm. They're sitting in the factories. The one kid gets paid R1 a week.
That makes a sweet iPhone.
I always thought CR17 stands for
the
Christmas.
Bloody the children are the future.
Yeah. Yo, Uncle Eddie.
We are the world.
How much have you had to drink before you came here this morning?
We are the future.
Uncle Eddie's lit this morning.
I believe. Listen, you know what they make?
Do they make?
Bloody slip slops, man.
Slip slops, what? The Avianas?
You know what's in Viennas, Eric?
What?
Fucking everything. You know what? People lie to you. Havaianas. Don't have. If you got Havaianas for Christmas, you fucking missed out on a few things. You get turkey and gammon. Who's eating Viennas on Christmas?
Christmas Viennas.
I love you, man.
How did you get
you know what Santa Claus doesn't lie, eh?
Wait,
if you've been
lie?
A bad boy.
What does he do?
He gives you fuck all, bro.
No Viennas.
When I was young.
It's fancy. If you, if you put a toothpick in it,
when
then
I was
it's
young,
fancy.
My mom would say, you got nothing this year because you're a naughty boy. And I would sit there and I'd just cry.
A Vienna and a
and she clapped me.
Sad and it emotionally destroyed
me. I'm like, at least I've got a clap for Christmas. Yeah. And she's going to cry. The cowboys don't cry. And I'm like,
Mom, I'm not a cowboy. She clapped me again. I'm like, okay, I'm a cowboy.
I'm a cowboy now.
Well, yeah. I had to go. I'm a tow truck driver.
No, I love you, man. Listen, I was also once when I used to lift a tow truck with my bloody hands, change the wheel there with my tongue.
Uncle Eddie was teach strong.
Me your ways.
But you know the Santa Claus, eh?
Well, yeah.
Doesn't lie.
What? Well,
if
doesn't he lie?
Want, don't lie. He don't lie. He don't lie.
Okay, no, lecker.
Cocaine.
Okay.
Gee whiz. Okay, no, he's going now, guys. That was interesting. No, Uncle Eddie.
Yeah, what
Dave?
What did I miss?
Who's that guy?
Uncle Eddie and Dave is never in the same room at the same time.
Gee whiz.
A real drunk asshole.
Uncle Eddie.
Seriously, the place smells of like piss and vomit.
And Black Label.
That could be
like,
right.
You know the after effects of Black Label. Come on. Is he your uncle? Do you know the guy?
That's Uncle Eddie. Oh, sheep. I told him not to come. He comes here once a year. He's from Springs and he used to beat me up as a child.
He used to beat you up as a child. Is he one of the three guys that...
The three wise men.
That fighting for custody.
The three wise men. Listen, there's always three men that influence you. What was your... When you left school? Standard 7?
It was actually great.
I feel like... No, wait.
I'm scared to make jokes with him.
Yeah, I was just gonna...
I'm scared. He hasn't looked at me since I made the first joke.
But when you left school, so would you give guidance counseling to a young kid and say... This is the job for you. Is it not a lacquer job?
No, it's horrible.
What's horrible about it?
But I mean, you make a decent amount of money. Are you okay?
Really?
You got family kids? Yes. You got kids?
Actually, my ex-wife ran away with my kid.
What?
Oh, no. This is
so hang on, this is where's Uncle Eddie now? He's probably crying.
This is legit.
When so she's gone?
So, yeah, so I haven't seen my child in long.
How many years?
Let's call it a year.
Jeez, fuck Amelia's Christmas wish. We're doing Ricky's Christmas wish.
Ricky's
Christmas witch. That's
bring back our boy.
But hang on, you don't look. I'm not weird, but you don't look old. You look maybe 30s.
I think I'm 29.
But you've been through a lot of shit.
I see it.
This is good, man. Can I be honest with you guys? There's nothing wrong with friendliness. When a tow truck driver, I know you've been in an accident. Be nice to the first one that gets there, and you possibly get good service, I suppose.
Look,
but are people? Have you been in? Like proper altercations with humans, not other tow truck drivers.
Yeah, definitely.
They don't want you.
Yeah, proper fist fights and
with a person who's just been in an accident.
Yeah,
woman.
Okay, no. What? Come on.
I mean, it wasn't a fight. It was one way.
No, but look, you do get those guys where they under the influence. They get cute. They get cute with you, and they start pushing you around, and then that's when you strip. Not literally your clothes off, but that's when you
strip your moor.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Moor. Get moor strip.
I don't understand that until I saw that a moor is the thread around the nut.
Yes.
Thank you.
So you strip. It spins around.
So now you're thinking to yourself, okay, this drunk joke is. You know what? Try to be as patient as possible. Count to potato. Put the gun down. You know, one, two, potato. Right? And eventually you smack it. Boom. Out.
A lecker PK.
What music is... Do you remember that guy that was a tow truck driver and he was on MTV? And then he sort of leaned up against his truck and says, I like rave music. Do you remember that, Ryan?
Isn't that Vernon Kukumur?
No, it wasn't Vernon. It was an actual guy.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yes.
Yes.
It was a South African guy. So I love rave music. What music do you listen to? When you're in your car chilling under the tree there.
Old school, Elvis.
Elvis, for reals.
Yo, legit. Love job.
Old school.
You guys just had a moment there.
I'll sing myself. Yeah,
we met
Blue Eyes Meet Brown Eyes.
Did we just become best friends?
I'm going to try and get you guys to hug.
After those, okay.
No.
With Ricky, it no means no.
Yeah, we'll put up.
No means fuck.
Ryan can be the psychic holding the GPS in his hand.
Ryan can be bleeding in the corner.
If you don't hear Ryan next year, just know this is the day
he died.
No, he just disappeared.
He changed his career. Comedy didn't work for you.
He's living in Durban now.
Just the songs. Okay. It now comes the time when, as the podcast, we're going to exchange gifts now. It's going to be very awkward for you two as guests.
Yeah,
okay. Because we didn't get you anything.
But wow.
Where's Robin? Isn't Robin like the fourth member of this group?
That name is sacrilege. Don't
say that again.
Names, you know,
listen, any comedian is welcome to come in the show. But don't think, like, even Ryan's days are numbered. He's been here four times. He's like, start delivering. But depending on his gift, he's allowed to come back.
Yeah.
So we're back on the 5th of Jan.
I'll also be here every Friday if I lost my job.
So I'm a Robin man.
No, I'm Rick Mod Ryan.
No, he's not got
Ricky,
a job. His bosses were here.
Blasphemy.
Rickster. Rick's the blue eyes.
Yeah.
I'll get your name right. I'm so scared now.
Yeah. Ricky.
You know the Rick last thing he sees is a spider web and a clown coming at you. I was kicked by a guy wearing Crocs.
Oh, sorry, that's embarrassing.
And the guy said, Dave, when that guy was kicking you, you were crying. I said, no, man, it was the Crocs skating off my skin like that makes a sweet noise.
It's better than getting kicked to the face of the guy wearing Heelys. That would basically.
A girl wearing Heelys.
I tried those Heely things.
Wow.
They back up.
Did I wipe out, eh? Like a ninja.
Because you know what happens? You must put Heelys on a friend of yours that's drunk and then wake him up and say, it's time to go home. Then he sees what he does.
Then you'll see the real Heelys. Why does this shoe have wheels?
All right, so we're going to exchange gifts now. Emilio, sorry, you're going to be the elf.
Okay, cool.
So take your headphones off then. Just can you deliver the gifts? I think which ones?
So the
who's the brown
one is,
packet?
The dark one is somebody.
Are you bringing them all? Okay. Yeah. We actually really do have gifts. Can you take a photo there of
the
gifts?
See, there's enough gifts for everybody. No, why
you saying? No, but those gifts are specific. Ryan's one actually
has.
My one's
very specific.
Swag.
So that is actual swag.
Speak amongst yourself. Yeah.
So
I think we have a couple of WhatsApps before you.
So everyone got.
What's the WhatsApp number, by the way?
The WhatsApp number is 079-748-2090.
Okay, so this is yo, it's Rob. I don't even sing in the right.
Yeah, no, Rob messaged me. He's one of my friends on Facebook now.
Yo, it's Rob. And then are you out there?
Are you guys live? I want to listen to this thing later.
Is anybody out there?
I just want to say
obviously
Merry Christmas.
So everyone, all three of you bought two gifts for the other two.
Yeah.
No, but let's pass that one there.
Oh,
the long
we're supposed
one.
To buy two. I thought we were just supposed to buy one. Okay, I'll owe somebody a
Secret to me.
Santa.
This is a Secret Santa. Yeah. That's a gift that goes from me to
I
Eric.
Can already tell what that is.
Can you?
Yes, so I can.
What is it?
Socks.
Is it? Yeah.
Have you ever seen what Eric wears to this thing?
Let's see what color the socks are.
Oh, shit. Oh, so I must open this guy now.
Can you open? We all exchange. And I want you, if you are listening to this podcast, to exchange gifts with someone you love.
Tell them you love them's.
Show me your
socks.
Show me
your socks.
This is incredible.
One ball.
Oh shit! Sorry. He's so fantastic.
That's some nice Christmas music. Open your present, please. And then Ryan, that one's yours as well. It's wrapped in the same paper.
Yeah, David.
I know
what
that is.
You are a legend.
Are you happy?
You know what? I'm not gonna lie to you. This is my favorite country. Firstly,
Brazil.
Yeah, I love this country.
Because of
the women are beautiful and they play beautiful
soccer. A lot of the women
soccer,
are also men, eh?
And you just spoiled.
I went to Brazil and I had the most wonderful lady, man. We chatted about the football.
You just spoiled the whole of Brazil for me. Like,
they also
country.
Support weird thing. People in Brazil support Liverpool.
It's like Thailand, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Who do you support, Rickster? Who
no
do you support
one,
football?
No
nothing. What do you like?
Absolutely
you don't like the
what
sagas?
Sport do you like?
I can do cricket. Cricket's like.
That's because it's relaxing.
Oh, it's alright. It's
you need it. You need a chill out.
I mean,
out.
Rugby.
What does it say,
Ryan? It reminds
it's
me of towing.
What did you get, Ryan?
Wait, where did you buy that? Wait, where did you buy that? I need one of those myself.
Can I tell you? It's not actually bought. A friend of mine bought that for me, and I just felt that I need to re-gift some shit.
Nice.
So that is actually
incredible.
From a friend of mine called Bill Taylor.
Right?
He bought it in America.
I see you've won it before because I see the sweat stains on that shirt.
They have their own brand. But I thought you need that because you're a comedian.
Yeah.
And you need some inspiration.
Such a vibe.
And you're going, yeah.
That is funny.
What do I get?
Who's this from? Who's the brown
guy?
That's
my. That's to them, very specifically.
Eric, you're disappointing us, bruh.
Plans for Christmas.
As a nation.
I mean, wait.
I brought
hang on.
One.
Rickster.
I'll owe somebody.
Christmas Day is something you do?
So again?
Christmas Day, are you going to be on your
no, I'll be at work. Yo.
Would you be working?
Yo.
Shame, man. That must be cuck for someone having a little bumper bashing on Christmas Day. You know, Paul Cowan, he had a motorbike accident. He crashed into an ambulance.
That's thoughtful, if anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's convenient.
Wow.
And you know that it took 12 minutes for the ambulance to get there?
12 minutes.
Wow. It's like you hit them and they drove away.
They drove away. So what the fuck was that? And then he's like, and they realized when they were dragging a motorbike on the back of their toe.
Like shit, I connected the pieces.
Somebody's
retrace our steps. Like, pieces of the motorbike following back to the accident.
Please, can you WhatsApp us? What's the WhatsApp line there, please?
079-748-2090.
Sorry, that was mid number. What how unprofessional was that?
Very Robin of you.
Yeah, so Robin of you.
I was in New York. That was wow. Mean. I'm sorry, Robin.
And she is listening. Okay, she's on her way.
Wait, so question for Rickster. Go.
Yes. Question.
What? Question for Rick. Who's asking?
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
Like the stories of like tow truck drivers like tampering with the robots and the stop signs and throwing oil in the road. Like, how many of you guys do that? I know it's not you.
No. Look, I'll be very legit with you. That used to happen back in the old school. I won't lie to you.
Tampering with the robots.
Yeah.
So they changed it red when you're coming through.
They turned the robots so you don't know.
They used to turn the robots around and vice versa.
I am disgusted.
Upside down. Yeah, no.
I will write a letter to the Eagle News.
Absolutely unacceptable, guys. Come on. Come on. It's not
so. No, I know. Like, I hear these stories in the hood where I'm from.
No, I'm serious. It used to happen.
But now there's like a code.
Now if I get caught doing it, let's go to China. China. Chucky for you, man.
15 years.
Depends.
I have a question.
Yes.
For me or Rickster? How do you find the accidents? Do you listen to the police scanner? Is that
we
a
used
thing?
To. Okay. You know, I mean, okay, look, back in the day, we used to listen to cops, fire department, ambulance, you name it. We listen to it. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, we can't. So we rely on different people to phone us.
Who reports the accidents on Google Maps? Because sometimes you can see an accident and
no it goes when it goes red like that.
No, but that's
that's a group thing. Yeah, if they see that the cars congested. Are too close. Yeah.
No, I get that. Like, do you know like
Google Maps? On Google Maps.
What's the name? Google Maps tracks your movement at all times.
Okay, yeah. Fine.
And you can even go back and check your history.
I'm revealed. If you go into the
has to be a
way she works with Google Maps.
But sometimes it does say there's like a collision that's
causing
the traffic.
But that's a good question. How do you get to the collisions? How are you finding out about them?
The people phone.
Look, you know what? Like I said, different people phone.
Waze, maybe.
Waze, yeah, but that Charles, my daughter.
That's the struggle.
That's very true. That's very true. Like, there are so many businesses that would be better if data was cheaper.
Yeah.
Proper, precisely. Like, money flowing into the economy instead of to one person.
Exactly. You know, we get security companies that phone us. You know, obviously we give a connection fee, a tippers fee.
Yeah.
Nothing too hectic like the old days.
No, but you should.
Yeah.
But you're actually, you know what you're helping? You're helping two ways. You're obviously helping the person get a bit of calmness.
Yeah.
You're also clearing the road.
Precisely.
So the quicker that things happen, and obviously for insurance purposes, you have to draw the lines around the cars, get the
not
who
us.
Who.
That's entirely up to Metro.
But if you move that car quickly, what happens? Metro says yes or no.
And you're cocky.
Really?
Don't you have to wait for the police to
you
like
have to wait for
statements?
The look, you know what? If there's injuries or, God forbid, fatalities, you got to wait for Metro. You have to. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Look, if it's like a bumper bashing and you're sweet, you know, you're not hurt, and you know, exchange particulars, go to the cop shop, you got 24 hours to do it. You know,
I like a girl in particular. Can I have your particulars? So I really like
that. That is funny.
So if Metro's not there, you start. The hands person. Are tied, literally.
And you just wait. Wait for them.
And then what would you prefer to be there first? Ambulance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ambulance is much
what's the
better.
Biggest injury? Obviously, neck injuries.
Sure.
I was about most to ask common. That. What's the worst?
No, you must,
yeah,
see
you
some
must have seen
shit,
some gnarly shit.
If
yeah.
I tell you, I've
you're
seen
tough, man.
Absolutely. I've seen people
everything.
In
have you? Have you I ever thought about? Do you go to? Do you go to therapy at all?
No.
Would you?
No debrief. I would love to.
You should, man. Well, not only with your wife and your kid and stuff, but there's a lot of stuff you've seen that isn't lekker.
No, legit. We don't get any debriefing or anything, eh? So you must know. We see a bad accident. Yo, we see a bad accident. We attend it, and you know what?
Is there blood on you?
Well, we try not to go that far. Yeah. I don't.
I mean, decapitation.
There's a young comedian who's like a paramedic as well.
Khotso.
L Ocean. L Ocean. Young guy. He's older than me, but young in the game.
Young in the game, yeah.
He said, on two occasions, a pregnant woman has shat on his hand.
And
the baby.
What's so bad? What's wrong with that? I've paid women to do that to me.
It's mostly on your chest, though. Hey, chest.
But hang on. She's pregnant, but fine. The baby's okay.
I think the baby's coming. Yeah, the baby's fine. I think it always happens.
But I think also in trauma, you do your bowels. It's fight or flight, buddy. Your bowels do go it's because you need light.
When he arrived,
so when Rickster walked in, yeah, I also shat myself. Not like, in my hand.
And now
I was prepared. I wore a nappy today. Because you know, paper, I'm Kerry, who works on this station.
I do.
She's got a show called The Good News.
Right.
Something. Do you know her? Because she used to be a paramedic.
Really?
Back in the day, before she was a philanthropist.
And nobody tells me these things. Wow.
You didn't get
briefed. But listen, thank you for coming. Because when we were worried about 10 to 9, I'm like, so Amanda, and then also Eric says, is it a real tow truck driver or is it a character? So I'm like, we don't have characters on this show.
Now look, I was busy at an accident. I must be legit.
Oh, shit. No, that's fine.
Yeah, so that's why I was like 10 minutes late. You know what I'm saying?
But that was quick. I'll be in rush it just for the show.
You imagine saying to you, like, get up. I broke my leg. I got a radio show, yeah. Bitch.
Bend this bitch straight, man.
What? Can you do that Jesus. Thing with the collarbone where you pull the arm?
Oh, yes, I did that to myself. I
oh, no, you can't.
Obviously, he did it to himself. Obviously,
and and we're running out of time.
No, we're not.
Next gift.
Next gift.
We've got 7 minutes. Okay, 6 minutes now.
Who's this for, Ryan?
That's got to be one of them. It's very specific.
But who's
oh, so we'll know. We can swap. No, we can swap. It's
either of them.
We'll know. We'll know.
And then the other one is...
That's me. That's me. That's me. That's who takes
Ryan
pictures.
Playing
like,
a song for
you
us.
Like taking pictures. If you like taking pictures, then that's for you.
Okay, Eric.
Then I'll owe Dave. Okay, you can open that one.
You'll not get us enough to pay for all these songs.
It's a picture.
It's a frame.
Take a photo. Take a photo.
It's a frame.
My face lighting up when I see what it is. Are you ready, Emilio?
Okay, hold on. There we go.
Oh, we're totally putting this on the wall.
Wow.
This is going on the wall. This is going on the wall.
Handmade. You, oh, you guys frosted, are the balls.
This is going
balls.
On the shelf.
Yeah,
it is. Can you... you guys are the balls. Emilio, sorry, can you put this up on the top shelf here, please? Because like
this is not safe for work.
Please, we send you to a head party and call you dickhead.
Ryan, you know what's nice? You didn't disappoint me.
No, I mean, what a thoughtful...
The amount of times that Dick
it's
appears
a bit pixelated,
in your comedy.
But okay.
This voucher entitles the holder to one massage session with Harvey Weinstein.
Massage session with Harvey Weinstein.
Sexual assault is no joke.
Is this your product? Is this you, Ryan?
Yeah,
are you going to market this?
This isn't the Weinstein company logo.
It's so tasteless.
It's the prototype.
This is also can be
piss.
It's not only massage oil, but it can
piss.
Also be lube.
Yeah,
I was just no, it's piss. Well, you saved me a trip to check because I was supposed to go.
The hobby wants to come. Yes, you did
thanks,
a lot
Brad.
Of work. Yeah, hey.
Thanks, Brad.
Let's take a photo.
What are you doing with lube?
Genuine. What do you do with lube?
No, I'm asking. What do you do
if
with
I'm
lube?
Asking, what do I do with lube? Okay.
Rickster, do you want a massage? You can't have slippery. Put this on the road so the car slips.
When wet, give it moss.
Thanks for that gift. That is highly tasteless and exactly what we expect.
I did draw devil horns on Weinstein though. Just
you did. So you get. Get away with it.
Yeah.
Made him a bit sexy.
I'm off the hook.
Yeah.
All right, well done.
And I think Ryan is the guy that takes. You look like you take dope ass. But you do actually take dope ass pictures. So
and there's
is,
a gift for you,
you,
Ryan. I'll take
and
a
then
picture.
Uncle David.
They
I
got
will,
you an iPhone
get,
X.
I will get you your gift. I swear.
Ryan, so you're opening up a second present of the day.
What?
What?
Oh, it's a lenses.
It's a social game on
point.
Macro wide lens. Game on point.
Okay. Watch yourself.
Do you know there's some things that I would never buy for myself, but I would really like to have as a gift.
Yeah. You'd really like to have as a gift.
You know, the best gifts like? For someone is something that you'd want. If you have that solid
that
heart where you go, I'd like this gift, buy it. Because then the person will like it.
Oh, I've never got another one.
Rick,
okay,
so what,
wait,
hey, what
wait,
do you want?
Wait,
before
wait,
we close,
before
we close up now.
Yeah, before we close, we need to do the thing. I think this is the thing we must do yearly. We must build the fantasy South African comedian. So who do you think, like combining parts of other comedians.
Ooh, I wrote
so last
list.
Last year, okay, he's got the list.
Robin,
so last year,
Robin's
what the guy
legs.
Said was, what the guy said was, a dude with Kidibone Malaudzi's hat, a guy with Skumba's drive, a guy with CSA's voice, and you know that's how they combine their guys. So, what is your favorite?
But 1 minute. Go.
With Tats's teeth. He's got amazing teeth.
Okay. And he can hug nice.
Robbie Collins's height.
Okay.
Maybe Robbie's chin.
And Gilly's Jewishness.
Okay,
so
cool.
That's
so that's
Rickster
your
favorite comedian?
I'd have to say, what's his name? Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah's what?
Expect,
what part of you? The coloredness.
The coloredness.
Okay, go.
He's like me. He's like me. We're from Eldos, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, go.
I love it.
I don't know what exactly, a bit of Neil. But
you're
of
green.
My dinga.
Yeah.
What those parts? What specifically?
Yeah, but what parts?
Yeah, you need to have specifics.
His volume.
Ooh. Neil Green's
volume.
Yes.
Okay, cool. I've noticed nothing's Ryan, no Eric, nothing, no Dave Levinson's tenacity.
No, it's not us. Don't worry, we'll get out.
Dave Levinson's creepiness.
I'm playing out to the song now.
And one Eric. More.
It doesn't have to be three. You can combine as many as you want. It doesn't have to stop at three.
Cool.
And you, Eric?
So I was unprepared,
You're unprepared. No, but like, this is the thing.
Go,
no,
go.
Day first. Day
I
first,
want
first.
The Goliath's marketing.
And
that's it.
Music is there. Sorry, I was going to say.
This is Christmas music.
Really? That is fire.
I've never heard it in my life.
That is so fire.
It's like B-grade quick Christmas music.
Happy talk.
I think the ultimate comedian would be a guy's Skumba size. No, I'm lying. Tatson Kwanza size. Looks like Loiso Madinga. Sounds like Robbie Collins.
With David Cow's fan base.
David Cow's fan base. CSA's voice.
Isn't that like.
And Trevor Goombi's tough.
Trevor Goombi's back. No. Trevor Goombi's background. Wait, who am I forgetting? I'm forgetting somebody.
Ryan Holiday.
Gone. No, not Ryan Holiday.
You got one more than you're out. Ah, it's gone.
Ryan? Eric Jansen's complexion.
No, yeah, well, my complexion.
And head girth.
And ultimately, Dylan Oliphant's sneaker collection.
Yeah. Dylan Oliphant's sneaker collection. And wait for it. Donovan Goliath's energy.
Okay. What?
So cheers, Ryan.
Bye, everyone. Have a good first
guys,
of season.
Ryan Holiday from Rickster.
Drive
safely.
Drive safe. Stay calm.
Look after yourselves.
You know,
say bye.
Be funny.
My name is Dave Levinson. This is Just Now Comedy Podcast.
My name is Eric Jansen. It's almost Christmas. We'll see you just now.
Right. Follow us on. Got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream? This is CliffCentral.com.